right, let's head to Washington, D.C. and check in with our senior White House correspondent for Gray Television, Mr. John Decker. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning to you, Pam. Good to be with you today.
Yeah, so glad to talk to you. I hope you're feeling better, sir.
I am. Thanks for asking. All better. Back at it on this Tuesday. President Biden was on the road yesterday, so I didn't miss him at the White House taking the day off. He was up in New Hampshire, and he is back in the White House today, but then on the road once again tomorrow and Thursday. He's heading to the Midwest. He's going to be in Wisconsin and Michigan. Those are two important battleground states in this election cycle. And he's going to be traveling quite a bit to those two states, I would imagine, between now and November.
Yeah. The battle is on, isn't it?
It really is on. Absolutely. And so today, the president, back at the White House, he's focused on his day job, which is being commander-in-chief, being president of the United States. And he's going to be meeting with his counterparts from Poland. Poland's president, Poland's prime minister, both will be in the Oval Office today, and big discussion on the table talking about the latest concerning the war in Ukraine, the war that Ukraine is fighting for their survival against Russia, and concerns about Russia perhaps taking their battle beyond Ukraine, further east into Poland. There was something that Poland's foreign minister said just last week, just a few days ago, in which he suggested the idea of NATO boots on the ground in Ukraine. That was dismissed right away by Poland's president and prime minister. But certainly that's a topic that we're hearing more and more NATO leaders actually talk about out loud, including President Macron of France.
Wow. That's like you said, dismissed right away. That's a scary thing when people start talking about that, correct?
Well, it really is. You know, it's something that President Biden has said from the start will not happen, out of the question. And we'll hear that likely from the president today, also from the president's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, who will be in the White House press briefing today. But, you know, look, anything's possible in this world. And, you know, we never can really tell what President Putin may or may not do as it results to, as it relates to his war aims and where he believes this fight ultimately ends. Does it end in Ukraine if he's successful there? What happens to all of that military assistance that the president has been asking the House of Representatives to pass? It's already passed the Senate. All of those questions are still unresolved.
And I haven't had a chance to talk to you since the State of the Union address. I do want to just get your thoughts about that. You were in the chamber. What you thought about it as you were sitting there? We've heard a lot of people talking about it.
Well, my thoughts in real time, you know, I often think to myself, Pam, being in the House chamber, I often have a feeling in terms of how the president did. And then I'm always curious how it played. You know, if you're watching at home, you know, being in the chamber is sometimes a lot different than the way it plays, you know, if you're just watching it on television. But I think my view in terms of how the president did matched up with how a lot of people viewed the president's speech. I thought he did well. You know, I thought that he certainly exceeded the low expectations that were set for President Biden going into the speech. And there were low expectations. We heard so many Republican lawmakers go on places like Fox News and talk about how President Biden couldn't string two sentences together. Well, he did more than that. You know, he delivered a great speech, I thought, laid out his vision for the remainder of his term and what he'd like to do in the 4 years beyond that, and even mixed it up a little bit with Marjorie Taylor Greene, who felt it necessary to interrupt the president's speech a few times during the course of his hour-plus-long address.
Yeah, his exchange was several times back and forth. Pretty witty and that kind of stuff. So yeah, I was interested to hear what you thought because I know how that can be when you are right there in person.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
No, I'm right there watching it play out. You know, it's remarkable. You know, you see these things play out right before you, and my vantage point is one where I'm watching from above. I really do feel like, you know, the fly on the wall, so to speak, as I watch that back and forth between Marjorie Taylor Greene and President Biden.
We also have, Robert Herr, who was kind of the, you know, stirred the potion, I guess, in a lot of things. He's going to be testifying today. Is that right?
He is. He's going to be talking about his conclusions concerning the report that he released. Remember, he was investigating those classified documents that were found in the possession of Joe Biden, his homes in Delaware, his office that he kept in Washington, D.C. Ultimately, that report exonerated President Biden, but there's just one sentence in that particular report that really has upset the White House, the sentence in which he describes Joe Biden as well-meaning, elderly, and forgetful. That is something that the White House has really pushed back on, and I am dead certain that Mr. Herr will be asked about that one sentence quite a bit today over the course of this hearing before the House Judiciary Committee.
All right. Well, we will check back in with you tomorrow, sir, and good talking to you today.
Oh, thanks a lot, Pam. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day. Bye-bye.